No, there's nothing wrong either with your equipment or your ears. Those barking dogs are part of the score. And no, that music isn't by Mozart. By a Mozart, yes, but if he hadn't been the father of the Mozart, the chances are that most of us would never have heard of him. And though he was a man with a high opinion of himself, that wouldn't have surprised him in the least. He never expected immortality. Leopold Mozart was an intelligent and cultured man, a very respectable composer, a fine violinist, and the author of an influential treatise on playing the violin. For a musician of his time, middle of the 18th century, he was exceptionally well educated. Headed originally for the priesthood, he studied logic and jurisprudence at the University of Salzburg in Austria, and it was there that he spent the whole of his professional life as a court and church musician in the service of the Prince Archbishop. Well, I say all of it. In fact, there were some years that he spent away from the court, carting his two prodigiously gifted children around Europe and making a pot of money in the process. His daughter, Maria Anna, was a child virtuoso on the harpsichord and fortepiano, and an excellent singer, and his son, Wolfgang, was quite simply the most staggering prodigy in the history of music.